I would often make some notes,
yes,
just to have them to refer to if I need them.
Mm-hmm.
But after I'd gone through them two or three times, I'd just turn them down again.
Mm-hmm.
Train myself that way, not to depend on notes, but to speak direct without the use of notes. I saw a man making a speech one day before a big audience. He had his notes all on some cards.
Mm-hmm.
And somehow or another knocked them all off on the floor. But his face red.
Golly.
Because Tammy got him, one thing was to get all the cards together. The second thing was then to put the cards in proper order.
Yes. If he didn't have them numbered, that was it, probably for his speech.
That's right.
Mm.
I've seen preachers knock their notes off on the floor, mm-hmm, and at the pulpit.
Mm.
It's a pitiful condition too.
Yes.
But the trouble about notes is, man, he's gonna make a speech. If he doesn't know his subject well enough to do it without notes, he gets to the point where he can't remember what his last statement was.
Yes.
I find it's better enough if you can train yourself to do without them. Have them for reference if you need it, or refresh your memory several times.
Mm-hmm.
And I found another thing in my limited public speaking.
Mm-hmm.
I found that by, let me see how I want to put that. I lost the connection just for a moment. I found that by reading the speech and talk over it a few times, I got the mental impression, I had a mental picture of that before I ever started.
Yes.
And if I never looked at it again, I could go on through it.
Mm-hmm.
Not only to get it started, but when it comes to stopping.
Mm-hmm.
You've seen people get up, I've seen people at civic clubs and conventions, they didn't know how to get started, they didn't know how to stop.
Yes. Mm-hmm. It's very true.
And nobody else was interested in what they were seeing. When people begin, when your audience, members of your audience begin to get up, walk out, it's time to quit.
Because
mm-hmm, they've got enough.
Yes.
They've had a full dose of it for that day.
Yes. How does it feel now being blind?
I can see that light over there. That is, I've got a peripheral vision.
Yes.
I can see just a little bit, but I can't read anything. I can see my hand that way, but I can't read a thing. And it's a terrible handicap. And my wife is a lovable woman, and she takes good care of me. My whole life, I told you the other night, I've had about 76 or 7 years of good eyesight.
Yes.
And by so doing, now that I'm getting down close to the end of the road, being blind is a terrific handicap. But the Lord's been good to me and has given me, in blindness, some things I never did have with my eyesight.
Yes.
I miss the beauty of the morning sun. I miss the loveliness of the setting sun and the rising of the moon and all of those things. But I have little trouble walking around. I have to be very careful. I don't want to break a hip. I have a sister who's 7 years old, was Sunday, out here in a nursing home now. She fell and broke her hip about two and a half years ago. But I'm in no pain.
Yes.
Fortunately for that. I can't see. I can, as I told you last night, profile-wise, I can see you, but I can't get the details of your face, see?
Yes.
But as I say, the good Lord has been good to me.